views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives. You can also find us at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and have some shift happen personally for yourself and as an advocate for others. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And I just wanted to say that, wow, it's come up that that time of year again where this show has been in its sixth year now. And time flies when you're having fun. And so I'm going through with my next guest, I was trying to search through the archives and see how many times he has graced the airwaves of this show. And it's got to be over 20-something anyway in the past years. And that is Mr. Leroy Maloof. My guest today is Leroy Maloof. I don't have an accurate number, Leroy, but it's got to be somewhere in the 24 to 27-ish sort of amount. And Leroy I'll just finish giving your bio for those who are listening who haven't had the pleasure to experience Leroy. He is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar and is also the founder of Energetic Well-Being Process. He has several books that he's written. Leroy, say hello and tell us what you're up to.
Hello. Well, the latest thing I was up to, I went to a workshop where there were about 300 coaches there. And, I mean, people who are doing everything from coaching dog owners to, it just blew my mind how many different kinds there were. It was a great workshop.
And so that's what I love about you, Leroy, is that you like to stay current. And, you know, yes. I quite often do tease you and when you're on the show, and I tell people like that, and you'll say this quite often, that, you know, that you're in your, you know, I don't know what area, you know, of life, like you, how many times have you changed your career?
Oh, 14, I'm in my 14th career now.
So
that's,
you know,
because I keep figuring out what I'm going to do when I grow up.
But what I'd like to share with people is I just feel that, you know, it would be kind of valuable right now for you to share, okay, what was your first career?
Oh, my goodness. My very first career was as a pilot in the Air Force. It's funny because the Air Force paid me for a full year to learn how to fly. And I kind of laughed and I said, you know what? I've had different kind of jobs before, but this is the first time where I'm totally dedicated to this one thing for a full year. And I loved every minute of it.
And then did you become an air, like, were you a pilot for them for a long time? And because from, I believe in your book, I remember you saying something about after that, you decided that you didn't want to be like a commercial pilot because you knew you would get bored.
Yeah. That's right. You know, just driving, you know, punching holes in the sky. No, actually, after becoming a pilot in the Air Force, I transferred to the Air Research and Development Command to do an engineering job. And that was the balance of my time in the Air Force.
And what kind of engineer? Tell them what kind of engineer you are.
Well, I learned mechanical engineering, but I also did project engineering as well. In fact, in that job, I was supposed to get a project that would normally take 28 months done in 12 months, working with a huge contractor. I always joke and say I had to work with some of the most difficult people I've ever met during that time. And not only did we get it done in 12 months, but I also got a commendation medal for it.
So this is what I love about you. This is why I'm going to pick your brain for this show. I want to know what happened next because, okay, so now you are an engineer, mechanical engineer, basically, as well as a project engineer, and you won an accommodation medal for all your good work working with difficult people. And
one group of them used to tell God what to do every morning.
So after that, what did you move on to next? What happened next?
Well, I said after that work, I said, my gosh, I had to work with some of the most difficult people I've ever met, and I had no background or understanding of how to do that. So I said, there's something else going on. So I then went back to the Sloan School of Management of MIT because I wanted to find out, okay, how do you work with tough people?
I love you. Like, you went to MIT to find that out. So, okay, tell us about MIT. What did you learn there?
Well, of course, my undergraduate was in mechanical engineering. That was the first thing. But then when I went back for a master's degree at the Sloan School of Management. That's an absolutely amazing place. There were so many disciplines and courses there.
Is that where you would basically learn how to understand different personality types and like how to maximize, you know, the qualities and talents of different people?
Yes, and in fact, it's kind of interesting because at one point. When thinking about working with difficult people, I was introduced to a man who I'm not remembering his name.
We'll forgive you, Leroy. That was probably like 45 years ago or something.
No, it's longer than that. But anyway,
60.
at the end of World War II. The government said to him, we've got everybody possible working. We need more productivity. How can we do that? And what he came up with was amazing. He said, when you think about what people are skilled at, the important thing is not what are they skilled at versus what are they not skilled at. The important thing is what are they skilled at that they get satisfaction out of versus what are they skilled at that they don't get satisfaction out of. And we get confused because we believe that if we're skilled at something, we should be doing it and wanting to do it. And that does not work at all. Because if you're skilled at something, well, for example, I was talking with the guy who developed this, and I said, I'm thinking about going back to a particular job. He said, no, you won't like that. I said, why? He said, well, it takes administration and management and details and politics, and you don't enjoy those things, so you wouldn't pay attention to them, and somebody'd eat your lunch.
I love this. You know what, Leroy? We're at that point where we need to take a short intermission here. And when we come back, I'm going to continue with this. I've always wanted to ask you these questions. And so I decided today is my chance, and I'm going to.
Okay.
This okay. Is
I'm all in for it. It's great.
I just feel that when I share with people that you're on your 14th career, I want them to know, like, you're no schlep, you know what I mean? You set the bar pretty high when you started off as a pilot.
Anyway, yeah, that's a high bar.
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting funny now.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mr. Leroy Maloof. And we're, Leroy, I'm going to get you to share your contact information with everyone because, you know, in Radio Land, we get on a topic and we tend to forget that part. And then we're going to continue down memory lane with Leroy for a little bit and when we have a caller. So, Leroy, share how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, my phone number is 508-375-6452, 375-6452. My email is Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, at EWB as in boy, P as in Paul, .com, EWBP.com. My website is EWBP.com.
Okay, and so Leroy, we've been talking because...
Wait, I should have added. And all you have to do is call my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll be. Never mind.
So your singing career is starting up now.
Well, I won't get far with that one.
Okay, so we were talking about, you know, the fact that you have had 14 careers, and we were going through the careers. And I mean, you started off as a pilot, so the rest of us are kind of like going, okay. Now we left off at MIT and at the Sloan Institute, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yes.
So...
By the way, I should also add, I'll be 87 in April, so, you know, I've had time to do these careers.
Okay, because this is what one of the callers wants to know. Is this all in one lifetime? Or are,
yes,
you accessing, are you accessing previous lifetimes? And you are not. You're talking about this lifetime, right?
Yes, yes.
Because no, yes, when yes. you and I went to Egypt together to teach that seminar...
Yes.
That was the first time you had been back. You were born in Lebanon, were you not?
No, actually, I was born in West Texas, but by both my parents immigrated from Lebanon. And and actually, when I the only time I've been to Lebanon, I was 7 years old.
Okay.
And we went back to the little town where they were born. It's like 25 miles by air from Beirut. It's 35 miles by road. And in fact, we were there for about 3 months, and then World War II was starting up. We got the last tramp steamer back to New York that would take passengers. Otherwise,
wow.
We'd have been stuck over there through World War II.
Wow. Like, you know, and so you're at the Sloan Institute. And we have a couple calls
yes.
here. So I just wanted, but I really want to know what that, like, because I want people to understand who they're dealing with here. So you were
they're dealing with someone who loves to laugh.
There you go. You choose to laugh, though. Right? You choose to.
You choose to laugh?
Yeah.
Well, let's go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I love this life. I love everything about, you know, the universe, the infinity of it, the challenge. When you're focused on, yeah, both feeling unconditional love. Okay, let's back up one more step. 70% of the population is carrying anger. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand how to deal with it. So one of the main things I do is to help people remember when they have experienced unconditional love. And it's funny because oftentimes they'll talk about their dog or their cat. And I'll say, well, what did you experience with your dog? And they say, well, acceptance, support, fun, play. I said, okay. So there's some real definitions of
mm-hmm.
unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And we branch out from there until we get a really good bunch of feelings and experiences of that. And then I say, well, let's see if we can expand this in your heart. Well, then what you run into is people's negative experiences of love, like
mm-hmm.
betrayal. You know, I was with this person as a partner, or you know, a business partner or a love partner, and they left and betrayed me and did this and that and so on. So people get jaundiced by their negative experiences of love. So what we have to do is get them neutral to that, so so that their energy doesn't go weak every time they think of love. And then they're open to expanding their feelings of unconditional love and stuff.
And this is really, really, really interesting. If it's okay, Leroy, next time I have you on the show, we'll continue with your career. Because I'm writing down where we left off because we have a couple callers here. But one thing I just really wanted to say before that is that at this time of year, what a lot of people are experiencing is it's the time of year where people are accountable. Like a lot of people are getting, having to get their finances in order, get, you know, ready for income tax season. It's very like Capricorn energy right now. And it's very Aries and like, and there's a lot of like go, go, go. And then there's also like not enough time in the day is what a lot of people say. And what, you know, that's when, for me, that's why I decided if I'm going to continue to share this information, I have to do it from a place of where I'm having more fun and it's more lighthearted. And I used to bring, you know, crayons to tell people, just use crayons, because when you get into that playful, childlike place, you know, then your brain is happy. And so that's why my manuals that I have for people, when I'm sharing this information and they get triggered, they can color it in. And it calms everybody down. It's it keeps the both sort of sides of the brain happy, and it allows people to get more playful. And that's basically what I love about you, is that, you know, you're 87 years young and you have every reason. Like I have a card in my deck and it's the karmic space of jealousy. And it's the saying on it is, I would rather be better than bitter.
And, good one.
That came from my daughter Madison. And so I'd rather be better than bitter. And so this is something that, you know, when I said that people make a choice to be happy, I've seen people who have been diagnosed with very severe disease and you know, very hard situations, choose to be happy. But what I've noticed, because I've been doing a lot of work on this for myself also, is this anger thing, is that once you recognize that anger is really unresolved grief, and quite often a very deep, profound grief of many, many ancestors and upcoming descendants, the grief that the world has, you know, for the anger out there that we're seeing, all the fighting and everything between the countries and, you know, between men and women, all of that is just an illusion. And it causes a lot of grief. And so we're going to just take the first caller here and find out what you would like to have Leroy and I work on. And we'll come back after the break, if you can hold on, and see where you're at. Is Julie there from Ontario?
Hi. Hi, Colette. Hi, Leroy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Good to hear your inspiring stories, Leroy. I'm dealing with some, I guess, anger around my mom and just like aging. Both my parents are aging, and there's capacities that are declining, and having to step into the caregiver role, but me not really wanting to, like wanting just to run the heck away.
Okay, so, because we're going to run out of time, I'm just going to get a baseline from you.
Okay.
And then if you'll hang on through the break, Leroy and I will work on this and see where you're at. Where are you at now on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button?
I think 7.
Yeah. Okay. This is, if you just hang in there when we come back, Leroy and I will work on this during the break. And when we come back, we'll fill you in on what we're picking up. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at tails.com, talesfromthevector.com for energy correcting cards and paintings. I did postpone my Call to Dance Layer 1 seminar in February because of the weather. And I'm happy to say we now have that up on the website. And I will be having a talk on the Friday night, April 5th, and the seminar will go 6th and 7th. We'll be right back after this short break. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof with me today. Julie just called in and she's in a position where she was just sort of getting her life in order to go and be free. And now it seems that her parents need her and she's feeling at a 7 when we left off. I'm just going to check with you, Julie. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so Leroy, I'm just going to give the floor. Leroy has 87 years of living experience, so let's ask Leroy. Leroy,
Julie, what bothers you the most about what's happening now?
I guess the feeling that I would have to be not free and confined, but also just seeing my parents decline.
Okay.
So there's probably grief around that. But yeah, I think I've always had to kind of in my head be a caregiver, but I've not wanted to. So I've like run the other way. So just a sense of, like, yeah. I might not get to do what I want, really want, and be who I really am. Feeling burdened, I guess.
Okay. So let's, I think one of the most important things to do at this point is to get you to a place of being neutral. Neutral is the most powerful place we can be because it gets us into a place of calm and peace and no reaction. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. What's the worst thing that can happen if you totally lose your freedom here?
I'd get bitter.
What's worse?
I wouldn't get bitter. What's worse than that?
Yeah.
I would die without my gifts being given to the world.
What's also coming up too is, like, this is just, this is so common with so many people that sign contracts, like marriage contracts in, et cetera, where, you know, till death do us part. And then you find out that, you know, it's like that song, I'm trying to remember the name of it, by Meatloaf. Where you're praying for the end of time to hurry up and arrive, because if I have to spend another minute with you, I don't think I could barely survive.
So let's make it worse, though. Let's make it worse, not dying, but bitter, and you just kind of become an old crone and irritable. And you drive everybody away. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of upset, experience, anticipation. And I think, by the way, this also ties into traumas in your life and past lives. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how many past lives we're talking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 16, 18, 20, 1, 2, 3. 23 past lives. You've got some history. So we're going to go back, 2,100 years. And we're going to clear all the root causes for all the traumas for you, all past lives, all ancestors, both before the trauma symptoms ever show up. We just want to clear them all away before they ever show up. And then we need to get you strong. See, if we say get you strong back to then, your energy is weak to that. So we're going to go back, get you totally strong to back then. We want your whole timeline strong. Get you strong from then to now. Whoa. I just felt an energy shift. What did you notice? Are you there?
Little bit, yeah, just like a slight shift. I noticed
it. I felt it more, Leroy, like a clunk.
like
I could hear clunk, like something just like you know, dropped into place, like something just dropped into place. So
yeah,
just strengthen
so
whatever that
strong.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, from then to now, and now just as important, we want your whole timeline strong. We want to get you strong from now to the future, and you're anticipating a negative future. So we're going to, again, get you neutral, that being totally negative forever. You die, your gifts have not been used in the world. They've just been wasted. So we're going to get you clear and neutral to that. Now we need you neutral to the best. What's the best thing that can happen?
I get to be very self-expressed and help the world become a better place. And I'm living the life I love. I have wonderful community, partner. I feel great regardless, actually.
Okay, feel great. Now, see... let's go both sides. You see, it's important to get neutral to the worst because that weakens us when we're focused on the worst, consciously or unconsciously. Mm-hmm. But we also need to get neutral to the best because we set up expectations, and if they're not met, we react, and that's part of what's happening with you right now. And so when we react to the positive, then that actually gets in the way of our getting to the best, okay?
So
we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to helping the world. You're fully self-expressed, living the life you want with partners, community. We need to get you neutral to all that as well.
Yeah, that's an important part, Leroy. Hey, like that sometimes the positive emotions can fool people. Like if they're focused just on the positive. Do you just want to speak a little like about that, because that's confusing to a lot of people. And the way you just said it, I haven't heard you say it like that before. So when you get focused on the positive, how can that be a negative, have a negative effect on people?
Because if it doesn't happen, I mean, if you're really, really so focused on it that, you know, I've just got to have this, and it doesn't happen, even in the least a bit, and you react, then that reaction is causing your energy to go weak. And you actually then, any time your energy is going weak, you're getting in the way of getting what you want.
That was beautifully explained. Thank you.
Now, let's put that in a big picture, though. Most of us are only going strong to 20% of our life. That's about average for humans. That means our energy is going weak to 80% of our lives. Anytime we're irritated, frustrated, upset, reacting, negative anticipation, depressed, all of those things, you know, self-judgment, lack of self-acceptance, lack of accepting others. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's a good word. The list goes on, right?
Anyway. Yeah, every one of those things, our energy goes weak to. And what's worse is that we lose the awareness, because we're only going strong to 20% of our life, we lose the awareness. We think that going weak is normal. And so when we begin to say, well, wait a minute, let's get neutral to that 20% and get neutral to 80%, and that's going to raise the probability that we live more of the 80%.
I love that. And so, Julie, when we get in touch with you, go in, you know, you go to your core and just ask, feel, what number are you at now?
Zero.
Yeah, she's just totally neutral. Thank you for calling in and expressing this, what many people are going through these days, you know, just obligations versus the conflict between being responsible for others and responsibility for self. So just thank you for that. That was beautiful and brilliant. Any last words to Julie?
Let me add one more thing. We also need to get you neutral to every single thing your parents say, think, or do, and every single thing they don't say, think, or do. Okay?
Okay.
Going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers both ways there.
Thank you. And
we wish you the very, very best.
Thank you,
Julie, for expressing so beautifully how many people are feeling.
Thank you.
All right. So Leroy, we have another caller who's been patiently waiting. And I think we'll just wait. We'll just go to commercial here pretty quick, and then take that caller as soon as we come back. But just like we got about a minute here, and I just want you to like, I have had the pleasure of having you on my show many times, but lately I find that you're saying things in a slightly different way that really, for me, is super powerful. And so you have another minute here. What do you have to say about that negative, positive thing? Anything that is still pressing?
You mean in general versus...
Yeah, in general.
About Julie at this point.
Yeah. No, just for people out there listening now.
It's to be more and more aware of that 80% of when we're reacting, upset, irritated. That doesn't have to be normal in our lives. We can make a choice. Unfortunately, it's kind of what we grow up with, and it's in our culture. You know, everything gets judged, and everything... you know, it's like there's even feelings like, well, you know, too bad it's stacked against you.
Mm-hmm.
It only gets stacked against us if we let it. And
okay.
So in a very basic sense, we can choose to be strong in our lives every day One of the things I do is I get my energy up and down the center line to 100% every day. And that's really important because it helps us to get sensitive to when we're feeling strong and weak.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And so we can...
And we have to go to break, but I just want everybody out there to know it's good that you're not normal. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem. So look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Beyond Symptom Management into True Wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and I just wanted you to know we love to connect with you. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. We do have Belinda, who has been patiently waiting from New Hampshire. Carter, do we have her here?
Yeah, Belinda, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Belinda.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Colette. Hi, Leroy. I've talked to you before.
Yes, I think we have.
Hi, Belinda. Remind me where you're from in New Hampshire.
Rye, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, Rye.
Just right outside of Portsmouth.
Yep.
I have a pain.
We lived in New Hampshire for 25 years. Anyway, go ahead.
Sorry. I have this pain. I went and did something stupid yesterday, like exercise. And I was using some weights. I figured you guys would like that. And I ended up hurting, I think, my wrist. And it's my right wrist, It's underneath the thumb, and I'm having a hard time. I'd say it's a 9, grasping and releasing. And the interesting thing I'm noticing, because, you know, I've been following you and I've been following energetics for a long time, I also have to go to a wake today and a funeral tomorrow. And this week is also an anniversary, so I'm wondering if it's all connected.
Yeah, it is all connected. It's coming up. There's lots going on in the background here. And so these anniversaries, what is it the anniversary of?
The anniversary coming up is of my mother's death 4 years ago.
Yeah, and so on top of that, you have a wake, and who's this person, like a relative also?
Yes, he's my great-aunt on my mother's side.
Yeah, so I just had a similar situation like that. My mom passed 8 years ago on the 26th of January, and my uncle passed the next day, and she was like really jumping the line, as she calls it, to come over and to tell me, hey, because she was concerned about her younger sister, because this is her husband. And so this is coming up for you. Leroy, I'm going to turn that. I just had such a similar situation myself on a psychic level, and just, you know, strengthening all that. A lot of people forget about the day, like it'll creep up on people. So we're just strengthening you to that. And Leroy, you know, have at her here.
It seems like a lot of people are checking out.
Belinda, I want to pick up on your right wrist. You see, it's interesting because our symptoms have intelligence. And it feels to me like there, with your right wrist, is there something around not handling some things in your life that you feel like are right to handle, but for some reason you're not able to handle them the way you would like? Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, somewhat. I have some problems with depression and fatigue.
Okay. And see, when I check your energy, you're kind of judging yourself for that. Yes?
Oh, yeah, probably. I'm trying to be neutral, really.
Trying is not doing. So let's just strengthen
okay, Yoda.
There you go.
Okay, so what's the worst thing that can happen if you're stuck with depression and fatigue for the entire rest of your life?
I feel useless and ended up dying and not fulfilling any purpose, and God judging me like, you could have done better.
Okay, you get to heaven. God says, reject, stamps you on the head.
If God rejects you, then what, Leroy?
And sent, not to hell, but sent to some kind of empty place all by myself, you know, and then get this reject stamp on my forehead.
That's such a sad
that way. I'm useless.
It's kind of
okay,
like the post get office.
Okay, we're back to neutral now. We need to get you neutral. Totally depressed, useless. You die that way. No contribution to the world. And you think it'll be better in the afterlife, but it's actually worse, because you get judged even worse by yourself. So a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral.
Eternally, she says, Leroy. Forever and
eternally.
Ever and
oh,
ever. Amen.
Forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Okay, now what's the best thing that can happen?
That no matter what I do, even if I do nothing, I'm totally accepted and loved unconditionally, and I actually can receive that.
Yay. Okay, you're not neutral to that either. So another few hundred quadrillion layers of love, disappointment, upset, reaction, joy, and it all being mushed together. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And what are you noticing now?
A lot of heat. A lot of heat. And let's see. I noticed when I grasped, we had definitely gone down to probably 6 on the pain.
Okay. And can I ask what kind of pain? Like, how would you describe the pain in your wrist?
That's hard. I was almost going to say sharp, but not really sharp, but it's painful enough. I don't usually take medication, but if it doesn't get better, I'm going to go take a Tylenol.
Well, because it's just coming out that, like, you know, psychosomatically, the thumb is your will. And it's like not being able to grasp what you want. And your will is your mind and your soul. And this is coming up on a spiritual level for you as well as on a soul level. Also, like, yes, there's a physical manifestation out of it. But at root, I'm getting it's more about, like Leroy said, like if you never, ever get what you came here to do done. But really, people have to recognize also, or they don't have to, but it's helpful to empowering to recognize that, you know, you're really here to be the best version of you. And sometimes right. that I might mean, mean someone that. That just is sitting still and not doing.
Right, and that's really hard for me to do. I've got to get neutral to that, too.
Yeah. Leroy, what do you have to say about that?
Still grasping.
Yeah. Grasping at, you know, straws kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, and releasing as well, because I notice when I try to release, like, you know, like a phone or something like that, I try to release it. It also hurts there, too.
Okay, so Leroy, like, letting go. What?
Yeah,
what,
yeah. And also I'm noticing, for example, as you start to let go, then in your solar plexus, you start to get more calm energy. And then when you don't let go, that starts to get tense again. Does that make sense?
I don't feel it right at the moment, but I do have, pain sometimes in that area.
Yeah, like that card is courage, the solar plexus card in my deck. That's the one that took me 3 years to finish because of all the energy coming in. And that solar plexus energy is coming up from your subconscious mind. Fighting kind of with your unconscious, you know, unconscious mind.
So if just, you focus on that and notice, by the way, the energy going down to your feet so you get grounded, it's better down to your right foot right now. So we want to balance now. We're going to go into your head and clear left to right and right to left, top to bottom, bottom to top, front to back, back to front, inner to outer, outer to inner, and beyond inner to outer, and beyond outer to inner. We're going to apply that to your whole nervous system now. And what are you noticing now?
Keeps going down. I'm wiggling my toes.
There we go. You know what? We've run out of time, Leroy. So okay. I just want to say thank you for calling in. And we can see, like, you're down. Like, can you give us a quick number?
I'd say it's, like, 4.
Yeah, and going down to 2. So thank you for calling in. Thank you, Carter, for the producing the show. Thank you, Leroy, for all your time and energy and all of the listeners. If you want to see us, we'll be at the Holistic Fair on March the 10th. And Leroy, just say goodbye to everybody quick.
Goodbye, and thank you, Colette, for a wonderful show that you always give.
Thank you, Leroy. I love you, too. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.